Get up.
Get up, and they go forward.
They go forward.
Mm-hmm. And if you want them to go the other way, so that the wagon moves...
Moves backwards. I can't remember what it was. Uh-huh. I just really don't remember.
If you were riding a saddle horse, what would you hold in your hands?
The reins.
Mm-hmm. And put your feet in what?
Stirrups.
And what went under the horse to hold the saddle on?
What is that, the girth?
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to break a horse, what would you put on his head first so you could lead him?
Bridle.
And then if you have a saddle horse and you want to feed him, if you're away someplace, remember those things?
What was that now that we put, yeah, I'll put a mini one on. Mm-hmm. What do you call that? Feed bag, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called a morale?
No. Never did.
If you wanted to get heavy things out of your field or something, how would you get them out? Hitch the horses to them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that'd be the only way. That's the only way I ever saw anything move.
How would the horses move them?
Well, it's just on what it was.
Uh-huh.
Like pulling a cotton wagon out of the field?
Yeah.
You just hitch them up and drive out with it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Cultivator do the same way.
Uh-huh. Oh, I guess you didn't have much reason to use anything like this for sawing planks. Well, you might use these for planks. Mm. You put the board over this.
Yeah, that's a horse.
How about this, where you can saw wood?
Yeah, my daddy's used, I've seen him use that too. Nice. What is that? I don't know what that is.
Horse? Saw rack?
Saw rack. That's what it is. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Because they cut wood that way in those things all the time, you know, and then they'd have these saws that one get on each end of it, you know.
Yeah, they're miserable, aren't they?
Man, is that hard to do.
Did you ever have a plank that you put over one of these things so you could have a child on each side?
Teeter-totter?
Yeah.
Lord, yes. Wrote a mini one.
Oops. What did your dad sharpen his razor on?
A hone.
Leather or?
Well,
stone?
Years back was just this hone, a little piece of, what you call it, about this big square.
Uh-huh.
And he'd sharpen his razor on it. But then on up in later years, when I say maybe 10, 15 years old, he used a razor strop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's my darling doing?
And what did he put the lather on his face with?
Brush. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He always did. He always had a mug with his soap in it, you know.
Did you ever have snow around here in the wintertime
yes.
that you could slide
mm-hmm.
on?
Oh,
what did
yeah.
you slide on it with?
Anything we could find. We didn't have anything. Yeah, one time we had a sled. My mother had a brother that lived with us a couple of 3 years at one time, and he made us a sled, and that's what we used. And we drove an old gray mare to it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever take a wagon axle with a wheel on it, sink it in the ground,
you
and then put a plank over it?
You betcha.
What was this called?
Flying Jenny.
Yeah. Why weren't they
Yeah, man, I've had my head knocked half off.
Yeah.
And you know, there's you'd stick a board out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the boys to start that fool thing up, and I'd happen to step in the way of it, you know, and just wham, it'd take me, just knock me out. Flying Jenny.
Well, and everybody wants to make it go faster than anybody else, and the poor kid is sitting on that.
Man, it would really fly.
We had one in my neighborhood when I was a kid, but one guy in the middle didn't get out in time and got a concussion, so they dug it up.
Uh-oh.
This was
It could be done.
It wasn't hard at all.
First time I was ever knocked out, the thing hit me right across the neck like that and like broke my neck.
My goodness, you were lucky.
Mm-hmm. Daddy took the stick out. He said, no more sticks. Run it. But that'd run you to death if you're running around that wheel trying to
yeah.
keep it going.
Boy, that's right.
Oh, I got hurt two or three times with them, and I was through with the things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the boys really did enjoy it. You know, boys love things like that, and the tougher
sure.
it is, the better they like it.